Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little ZZ Top bringing us back. Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Just you and me. One more segment. I got a couple of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about a poll that we took with you guys about a week or so ago. As you know, every week we ask you a different question on our website, in our newsletter, on our blog, and on social media. It's the same one. So hope you'll take those. Hope you'll continue to. And thank you for those of you who do. Those of you who give us your answers. We appreciate that very much. It really tells us a lot about what's going on out there. And one of the things that I've been most interested in is that our unscientific online poll almost always very closely reflects the more official scientific polls. The things that you tell us about various topics, when we compare them to reports that we get from Gallup, from the NFIB, from Bill Dunkelberg's NFIB survey, and others, you guys give us very, very similar stuff. So even though our poll isn't science, it's an online poll. We don't know who you are. It's not by mail, and it's not scientific. It's not 10,000 people. But still, the response, the percentages, is really close to what we're seeing in other places. So recently, we asked about business. How was 2015, and what are you expecting for the new year? And 31% of you said we had a good 2015, and it looks like 2016 will be just as good. That's a good number. That's a higher number. 31% to say good and good is a higher number than we've had lately, in a while now. In fact, I'm trying to remember when we've had the top number be in the close to a third of our respondents. It's typically been for 6 or 7 years now. It's been in the 20s, in 20 to 25%. So this is a good number. 24% of you said we had a good 15, but are less optimistic about 16. And another 24 said we did not have a good 2015, but are more optimistic about 16. So that's a bad good. And then 21% said we didn't have a good 2015, and it doesn't look like 2016 will be better. That's a bad bet. So for the seventh year in a row, the yays and the nays about the economy haven't changed that much, but it's worth noting that we haven't seen a double positive response as almost a third, as I said. And when you put the two 2016 positives together, the 31 and the 24 for 2016, it's been a long time since we've seen that. And I believe that the reason I think that is not so much because of the economy, but I think it's probably because of how you're running your businesses. As I said for a long time, if you survived the last 7 years, you're running your business much more efficiently, much more productively, probably much more profitably with the business you have, and you're probably a lot less in debt than you were. You've deleveraged a lot. Most small businesses have done that if they've had to do it to survive. And so I'm going to say that part of the positive, the good responses that we've got about the new year, A lot of it, I think, is what we've made of it ourselves. Because I have to tell you that the signs, the economic indicators out there, there's some good ones, some good indicators. Low gas prices. That's another thing we ask about. You know, will low gas prices improve customers' ability to spend money? And we did ask about that last week. And it doesn't look like most, some people thought that it did, but most didn't necessarily. And so the thing that that I've noticed is that when you look at what's happening in China right now, Europe is not doing well. There are a lot of indicators out there that could be negative. But I think that I know one thing: America is the bell is the bright spot in the global economy. America is. A lot of it is because of you, small business owners, because you have found a way to run your businesses more efficiently, more effectively, and because you're able to report by 55 out of 100% that you're looking forward to a positive 2016. Your optimism is up. I think your performance is up. And I think it's no small credit to you and your ability to run your business. And certainly without a whole lot of help out of Wall Street or out of Main Street. I mean out of Washington. So I'm proud of you, what you're doing. Keep up the good work. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.